I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And today we're going to be talking about he doesn't think about our future. You know, a lot of times people will do little things that can tell you where they're really at in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And you have to be aware of your connection with that person and really be present with them to see these things. If you're anxious and you're avoidant, maybe if you're anxious and you're overwhelmed with your own anxiety and how you feel, you may not be picking up on things your partner is saying. Mm-hmm. And if you're avoidant, you might not be just paying too much attention to what your partner is saying.
Right. And right? Oftentimes we also project our needs and wants for the relationship onto it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you got to be aware that sometimes your partner will do and say little things that hints at where they see things going, or they don't do these things when you've kind of assumed it was going to go one way mm-hmm. or another.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got a good email coaching today from a woman in her mid-20s dating a guy in his early 30s. And they've been dating for about 10 months. Now, a little bit over four of those months, it was long distance. Mm. She says, I thought things would be over when he moved back home to take over the family farm. We've found a bunch of videos with farm people lately. I don't know what's going on. However, he made a big effort to still be in contact with me almost every day and organized for us to sync our Netflix to watch shows together even when we were apart.
Aww.
So
yeah.
He was making some effort.
And
she was surprised.
Yeah, she was also getting the indication that he wanted to continue things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She thought it was going to be over, but okay, he's showing me he's still interested.
Mm-hmm.
Since he moved, he has traveled the 5-hour distance twice to see me. And I have been to see him once for 2 weeks. Okay, so they saw each other 3 times in those 5.5 months,
mm-hmm.
roughly.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, 5 hours, that's a big drive. So
that is a big drive.
Yeah. And one time she was there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And they're also talking every day, it sounds like. Or
watching Netflix.
Yeah.
For the time I went to see him, he moved into his Nan's used apartment, as I would not have been able to stay at the farm to his family's religious beliefs. That's a bit odd. Mm-hmm. However, they were okay with us staying at the apartment, so she can hook up with him at Nan's, at Grammy's house, but at the farm, we don't want the pigs and the horses to hear that.
Well, I mean, there could be some belief behind that. Not sure. Maybe. I don't know.
No rolling around in the mud over there.
I don't know.
Only at Grandma's house. Mm. All right. We have never had an argument or said an unkind word to each other. However, the problem arose when I tried to push the relationship forward.
Mm.
And we just talked about this
mm-hmm.
in the avoidant attachment style triggers video.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it up the last time he came to see me about a month ago. And he said he hadn't really thought about where we were going.
Mm.
So that's kind of telling.
Yeah.
She's thinking about the future and he's saying, I haven't even really thought about it.
It's kind of a mixed message, though, because mm-hmm. if he's being intentional with his time with her, watching Netflix movies, giving in the effort to mm-hmm. come see her and drive 5 hours, which he had done twice.
Twice, yep.
You know, that his behavior is showing that he wants to continue, but mm-hmm. his words and his thoughtfulness about the future is not adding up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. She was getting some mixed messages mm-hmm. there. But when I read this, I think, okay, how invested he likes her, but how invested is he really in this? And when you say something like, I haven't thought about our future, it makes me think, okay, you can't be too serious if you haven't even thought about
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Once he had gone back home, we continued to speak every day and watch shows together. I know my next move was a big mistake, and I wish I could take it back.
Oh.
I called him and I told him that I needed more than just being casual. I was getting too invested for that, and said that if nothing more was on the agenda here, I needed to tap out as I was going to get hurt.
Well, is that a mistake?
I think she feels like she did it a little too soon and maybe put too much pressure on him.
And maybe it was reactive.
Yeah, she was anxious. I agree. So I think she probably feels guilty because she was so anxious about it that maybe she feels like she could have handled it a little bit better with a little bit more tact.
Mm-hmm, or more thought to it.
Mm-hmm. And maybe she kind of gives a little bit of an ultimatum feeling here. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. If we're not going to have this and I'm going to... So right. I think she kind of feels bad about that, which she probably could have articulated a little bit better.
And I think here, though, there is an unmet need that's being addressed, which is what I appreciate.
That she's bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to say, she does have the right to protect herself and say, if there's nothing here, then I can't do this because it hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't disagree that, you know, being upfront about her needs is important. I think it is. I just think maybe had she been a little bit more patient,
right,
it could have gone a little bit better.
Yeah.
Let's see what happened.
Okay.
She says, I understand that an ultimatum was unfair, mm-hmm, and put too much pressure on him. Yes, see.
Yeah. So it was phrased as an ultimatum.
Yeah, I think that was the vibe that I had gotten too.
Yeah.
He said he needed time to think about it, and after 4 days, we spoke again. For him to say that he wasn't ready for a relationship and we could just be friends. Now, you know she's not going to want friendship. You know it.
Yeah.
She's too invested. She cares about this guy too much.
And it's hard to sustain a friendship 5 hours away to that same degree as the relationship was.
Yeah. What did friendship even mean in this case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does she do? She says, I told him I can't just be friends with him. This was a few weeks ago and there's been no contact since. However, this past week, our mutual friend, who is engaged to his best friend, who introduced us, said he wanted to talk to her about it and that she would tell me what he has to say for closure. So she wants to get that juicy gossip.
Mm.
She's like, I want to know.
Right? So then...
from the mutual friend.
So yeah.
Right? The mutual friend is engaged to his best friend. So she wants answers. She's hoping to get some good juicy stuff here.
She also used the word closure, which I think...
I don't buy it. I don't think she's looking for closure.
Well, I think too, when, I don't know, with that long distance and not... It's different from when you know somebody's in your same town, you know that you have easier access to them. But when somebody lives 5 hours away, it's easier for them to disappear out of your life,
sure,
so to speak.
Sure, but I think ultimately she really wants this to work.
Oh, well, of course.
She said it was a frustrating conversation. All he had to say that it was scary for him because he's not good at relationships.
Ooh.
You know how many times I hear an avoidance say, I'm not good at relationships, and then they sabotage it?
When people tell you who they are.
Yep, you better pay attention. And he doesn't know what he's doing with his life.
Mm.
Well, I mean, who has their entire life planned out? That just seems like kind of an excuse. Like, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. But.
Yeah.
He's scared. He doesn't know how to handle relationships.
Mm-hmm.
This is starting to feel like more of a commitment and an obligation. And
well, and let's not forget that he went back to the family to move in, right?
He moved to the farm. Was it with the family?
I
think you're right. I think it was at the family farm.
So I don't underestimate the family's influence in this.
Yeah, it was a family farm. Yeah. The family might be sabotaging this somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She told him not to end up regretting it and wishing he'd given it a shot, and that he was crazy for not continuing on the way we had been. I felt that was a little bit manipulative, like saying, oh, you're crazy to let her go. You know what I mean? I just felt like,
Yeah.
Not ideal, mm-hmm. but okay, it's not horrible.
Yeah.
She didn't say it was the friend.
And that's the thing when you involve third parties is you can't control what they do yeah. and how they interact with that person. And that can be on behalf of you, essentially,
yeah.
even if you're not the person saying it or communicating it.
Yeah, you got to be very,
the risk.
Yeah, you got to be very mm-hmm. careful. I agree.
Yeah.
I have not heard from him since and have not reached out to beg for him to reconsider, and nor should you. Mm-hmm. You didn't really do anything wrong. You may have right. come on a little too strong here, but you have the right to want a commitment and a right to say, if this isn't going that way, if you don't see us ever going that way, then I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm. And I would also urge you to connect with that feeling again. I do think that there was some truth in that, and I do think that there was something that you needed that you lacked in that relationship. So also think of your needs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. She asks, should I reach out to him, let him come to me, or is it hopeless? Okay, well, I think he's the one that really has to reflect on if he wants this to work. Mm-hmm. You kind of put yourself out there already, made yourself vulnerable, and told him what you needed. Mm-hmm. Now he's back at this farm and with the family. Maybe he's kind of regressed. Maybe he's feeling trapped. Maybe he feels like he's got to go along with it and he doesn't really want to be there. Mm-hmm. And I'd say he probably needs to figure out what he wants for his life and where it's headed. And if he really wants to individuate from his family mm-hmm. or be at this farm. So I think that's important for him.
And I think, too, the stakes became higher in the relationship once that distance was added. So to me, I'm thinking I would want to be with a partner who would be willing to put in the effort and put in that extra effort, even if it was long distance, if that connection mattered enough. Not that that connection didn't matter at all. I'm sure it did. And it's yeah. very obvious, you know, that he does have some residual feelings and is still processing it.
Mm-hmm.
But also thinking about your needs being met and his capability to meet those needs. I think those things should also be considered.
Yeah. If I was you, I would take a good hard look at him and see if you think he really has individuated from the family. Mm-hmm. Does he plan on staying at that farm? And if so, how long? Is that really what he wants? Because if he doesn't want to be there, he'll just be depressed and miserable.
Right.
And how happy will he be with his life?
Right.
And then what? You move there to be with them on the farm and you don't really want to be there? He doesn't really want to be there?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be at Graham's together, right?
Yeah.
So I would let him figure out what he needs to do. I think he cares about you.
Yeah.
I don't think he really is sitting there saying, oh, I don't really like her. Or, mm-hmm. you know, he's, you know, thinking poorly about you.
Right.
I just don't think he's in the place where he knows what he's doing with himself.
Right, right. And I think, too, you're good enough for a future with somebody. And just because he can't envision it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen for you. That might be a feeling that you might be having. I'm not sure. But I know that that can be really hurtful when a partner says, you know, I just don't see it. And meanwhile, you have maybe some sort of structure to how you want your future to go or desires for the relationship. So,
yeah, I let him process things, mm-hmm. let him think about things. In the meantime, you can work on your own issues and figure out what triggers you, work through some of your attachment stuff so you can get to a more secure place.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think even if he does come back, you're going to have a lot of patience with this guy.
Right. And it sounds like in order for that relationship to work, he's going to have to make a lot more effort than just reaching out to you.
And watching Netflix together.
Right, right.
Okay, so hopefully you found this one helpful. Let us know in the comments. Of course, if you want to get our help personally, you could go to my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And of course, Coach Victoria is now doing coaching.
I'm excited to speak with you.
You can sign up for a Skype coaching with her on the website. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.